Hey, good morning.
Just us?
Just us.
Captain Lamar.
I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I don't even have my
Where
phone.
Is it?
You can sit here. I don't even have my phone. It's in the car.
Oh. You leave your phone in the car?
I left my phone in the car.
I'm sitting up here.
Grab the mic. I'm going to come up in about a minute and a half.
Sit here, what?
My, I turned on the faucet. My hot water. I know I burned the element last night. I heard it.
You burned what element?
Element.
In your hot water heater?
Had no hot water.
No.
Just as I'm getting ready to leave the house.
Can you hear it? Make sure your mic's on.
I'll check one, too. I don't hear it, but...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. I'm okay. I don't need to
okay.
hear myself. I can hear everything else. Yeah, this is just a crazy, crazy freaking day. Last everything has just been crazy.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you, Jess. Y'all understand? Y'all understand?
Oh, I know that you have to be up against it.
You don't understand, and I'm losing it. Jesus.
How was the cigar thing last night?
It's tonight.
It's tonight.
It's tonight.
Oh shoot, I might be able to go there.
It's tonight. I'm on my way to Cleveland when I leave here for David Clark, and then we'll come back here, and I'll go there, and then I'll go home and start back over again. I was at Dale's office at 7 o'clock this morning.
Bricker?
Uh-huh.
What's going on now? You straight?
No, I was just trying to help him out. I don't have the time. I just can't. I can't. I love him. I can't. We'll be enemies. They wanted me to type and have a clear sentence.
They need a secretary?
Yeah. I need a flexible part-time secretary.
Talk to Cheryl.
She would be good.
She'd be perfect because she understands.
Text Cheryl and tell her, do you have Donna's number? Text Cheryl and tell her to call Donna.
Okay.
Text Cheryl.
Oh. If you didn't pay more than what she makes on this transcribing, she'd be...
Tell us a nice little gig. She can work her own hours. She can do whatever she wants. It'll work for you. I'm going to come up.
Cash.
Reply.
We got it. I'll do that later.
Yeah, I didn't do any on the board, but you know where we're going. Because there's nobody here, and I wasn't going right there for myself. That's just stupid.
Yeah, it's okay. We got it.
Good morning, Josh. Good morning, how are you? That's good. Hey, do me a favor, send me over to Daily real quick. I'm sitting in front of my computer still, so I can take a look just in case I got it right.
Are we sending to that?
Yes, we are.
Get the three in.
But they can't hear.
I know how to make that happen now.
Huh?
I know how to make that happen now. I read up on it.
Good.
The other day.
I'm coming up. Well, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. When you look for replacement windows, please call Window World and say, you heard it on Tracy and Friends, 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I'm in studio with Jeff Green, and I have stuff to talk about because I thought I was going to be home alone. So since I thought I was going to be home alone, I wrote nothing on the wall.
How are you
going to
be home alone on Testosterone Thursday?
Hey, I'm just saying,
even
because testosterone was late.
Well,
y'all just, you know, you always talk about women being late. Speaking of which,
you guys are always
talking about we are never on time. Let me explain something to you. By the time we get done helping you, taking care of you, seeing about the house, seeing about all this stuff, that's why we're late. I don't know why you guys are late.
Seeing about the house. Do you see this right here? Do you see this?
What?
I have issues.
You don't have issues?
Issues.
It's a water heater.
It's a water heater.
It's a water
thank
heater.
Thank God I can fix my own water heater. But the thing is everybody can't fix their own water heater.
I noticed the other day.
I am upset.
I got a bunch of men friends. They get a little handy, man. They get a little handy.
We don't
I saw a friend of mine the other day. We call him HJ. He had paint all over him. He looked like he painted himself. I'm like, why do you look like you're like really working? You always usually have a suit on, but today you look like you like dipped yourself in the paint. So you really do work? You just don't call the people?
Oh, I can't. No, I can't afford
you
to
can't
call the
people. You don't just call. You're supposed to do. No. Call the people.
When we get some of this stuff going that we need to get going,
the people.
I'll call all kind of people.
Let me tell you something. I this is one thing. I am not a man.
Uh-huh.
I am not a feminist.
I couldn't tell, Tracy.
I am not a feminist.
Okay.
But I sure do wish I had the whatever it takes to do some of the stuff around the house.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you are by yourself as a female.
Yeah.
And water, you know, heavy stuff, lifting stuff.
I believe that's rough.
So overwhelming.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I just want you all to know this was not what God created. This is what not God had. He did not have this. This is against the law. This right here, singleness is against the law.
The one good thing that one of my early jobs when I first came home for the service, I worked for the school board, and I taught building maintenance, home remodeling.
Right,
and that gave me a lot of skills.
Don't get me wrong. There's a lot that I can do.
Yeah.
The problem is I can't lift the water heater to put the water heater out the basement.
No, that would not happen.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. When it comes to moving things and getting things done and getting on the ladder, and it's like God. And I don't know, who was the woman feminist that came up with this bright idea that we ought to have the children, raise the children, maintain the house, take care of everything, be the bread, bring the bread, the bacon, the salsa,
and
kick the man out with the can. Please tell me who did that, because when you meet her, I want it. There's two people I want to meet. I want to meet her, and I want to meet Eve. Whose idea was this?
I don't know.
I am woman, hear me roar. I don't need a man anymore. Explain that to me, because this is tough.
Since we don't hunt buffalo anymore out in the wilderness.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Seriously, you're talking about a water heater? I'm talking about women do this every day without family, without help. They have kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That depend on them. Who helps them?
I can't. You know, I really feel bad for a lot of the single mothers.
Who helps them? And I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a few good men out there, but there ain't many. So who helps these people?
That's a movie, you know.
It's a movie and a song. And who helps these people? Who's there for them?
I don't know.
How do they get it done? I don't know how my mama did. I don't know how my mama did it, because she was a single parent for a good portion of the time raising me, and I was nuts.
Well, now
and this was not easy.
My mother painted. Okay. She also did our floors. We had hardwood floors upstairs.
We had the most beautiful hardwood floors.
Oh,
were you allowed
man.
To walk on them?
So
with
beautiful.
Shoes? Or did you have to take shoes off?
Well, upstairs she'd have runners so we could get from room to room. But she had chair, you know, stuff like that. So we did, you know, we did good, and we could, you know, we would get our exercise. Waxing the floor.
With the socks. Oh, you did the butt thing.
No,
Y'all did the butt thing on the floor.
Twisted.
Oh, see, we had the socks.
And we cleaned the, you know.
We skated across the floor with the socks.
Yeah.
That was our skating rink.
That's good.
You know, put the socks on and skate.
Yeah.
We didn't realize we was buffing the floor.
Yeah, that's all good.
So when's the last time you saw a kid skate across the floor?
Oh, my
anything?
God. I see kids.
When's
do
the last
all
time?
Kind of crazy stuff now.
When's the last time you saw a kid skate across the floor and do anything?
I don't know. They might try to put on some roller skates and go across the hardwood floor these days.
So Jeff, I tried to take it slow. I made it 7 minutes. I got four more minutes before they're going to tell me to get up and go take a break. But
listen to me.
I watched last night. I was here working, so you go. I'm not TV watching at home.
Uh huh.
But I do have television here, so I am watching I'm watching last night Cory Booker's town hall.
Oh, wow.
I only watched Pat piece.
You're good.
I couldn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
But you didn't see any of it?
No, I saw highlights
great.
Of it. I was in my computer setting up my business banking so I can do it right from my laptop. And believe you me, that was no easy ordeal.
They don't make it easy for you either, do
no,
they?
No.
That's a job. That's a second job.
That's the third job, because I had everything to do. And then, you know, I'm trying to find out how to get to this 990N stuff, and I can't find it. You know,
and there's no one to call.
Nobody will talk to you.
Nobody talk to you. Be like, hello? Hello? Will you talk to me, please?
I was on with
please
the IRS.
Please talk to me.
You just go up to the site and you can look it up.
Push. Well, I don't want to go to the site.
No.
I want to talk to people. Why can't I talk to people?
They don't want you to talk.
But I need to talk to people. I just have a simple question. They want me to learn a whole new website. And all I want to know is, can I use Red Ink?
Your software is what you have to deal with, and then you're going back.
It's bad.
Back and forth. Back and forth.
Hold on, I got to get the Corey book. I got to tell you about Corey.
Corey.
Listen, you call it Spartacus. There you go. I'm watching him, and, you know, he talks about tax cuts. He talks about opportunity zones.
Uh-huh.
He talks about federal sentencing reform.
Uh-huh.
And now he never mentions President Trump.
In that, yeah.
He never mentions the Republican Party. He never mentions Cory Booker.
Mm-hmm.
He even uses the colleague, my counterpart in this state, helped me with the opportunity zones.
Yeah.
I don't even think he said he's Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
So I'm watching this.
Wait, helped him with the opportunity zones.
So you got to realize.
I'd be wanting to get up and beat Cory within an inch of my own life.
So he talks about, you know, he brings up reparations, and he brings up, and I'm sitting there, and this is what comes to my mind. And the number here is 516-595-8258. Spartacus knows that he will never be the nominee. I hope he understands that.
I hope he understands that too.
I believe they are on in politics, we are strategists.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to congratulate the, Warriors Inc. I saw something up there on Narka Street called the Chess Room.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really,
yeah,
really impressed with that. And the reason why I brought that into the equation, and I want to congratulate them on that. But listen to this: the Chess Room, they're playing chess. I'm not a good chess player, but they tell me chess is all about knowing moves ahead of time and strategically placing yourself in that way. Am I getting that right?
Right. Uh huh.
Cory Booker comes out and he speaks about reparations, gun control. And he mentions white nationalism, and he talks about there's one more thing that was really important. There was something else that he spoke about, and I said, "Wow, let me." Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't know anything about the foundation of anything in which he spoke about.
This is true.
When we talk about reparations, and I know you and I sit on the opposite side of this, because I don't think that we should not have reparations. I just don't think we are prepared for them because we have not prepared.
It doesn't
because
matter.
Because legislation, civil rights, there was legislation.
Yeah.
It is one of the most – they tell me it is the most – it was one of the best written legislations in American history. Is a civil rights legislation.
Are you serious?
That's what I hear. But I don't
I don't know who would tell you that.
It's written very, very well. And the reason why it's written very, very well is because everybody can use it, but the people that it was written for.
Okay,
so,
maybe that's
what?
Good.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it is very, very, it's
not,
very, very well written.
Yeah.
So my question is, when you have, and you're going somewhere, why don't you have legislation written? So if you want to talk about reparations and you think that it's a good idea and you got a plan, then where is your plan? I'll stop right there. But see, Cory Booker is almost like John the Baptist.
Go ahead.
Cory Booker is the forerunner.
Yeah.
Getting ready to tell you that the Messiah is going to come.
Yeah, this is true.
And he is setting you up, African American people, they're going to try to cluster you and get all these talking points out. Now that they have a problem in saying that Trump didn't collude with Russia and everything that they said was a lie.
Yeah, for 2 years.
So right. They're going to try to shift the conversation right now, and they're using this preacher called Cory Booker as an evangelist.
Yeah, the progressive. He's the Pied Piper to bring any black that have strayed away to the side of Trump. to come back home, please, because he's a racist and misogynist and a homophobe and all of this.
That's correct.
Which is all
that's
the same as colluding, because it's a lie. It's not that way.
And when I watched this town hall last night, because you had to see it, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Sermon on the Mount to let you know. I'm not the one, but I'm not going to tell you that I'm not the one. I'm going to run like I am the one, but there's one that's going to come, and I'm going to come and tell you who he is. So whoever I listen to, and he's going to adhere to what I'm telling you here. And my problem is people need to open up their eyes, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
And think about this. Because the division and the conversation is not two-way. And they're using it as a manipulation technique to herd the masses.
Sure.
And no one knows what he's talking about.
Well,
let me take my break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll see you in a moment.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Brennan. You know, he's not as old as I am.
Who, Brennan?
Yeah.
Who? Really?
How old is Brennan?
They're going to get Schiff. Let me come back after I slide into this, because I'm going to talk about this.
You got to do it, because I don't know what you heard yet.
Oh, Schiff got to step down.
Well, I know he got to step down because he lied.
Schiff got to step down because they're going to make him fall on he going to fall on his sword.
I want to see this because Schiff
he's gonna have to.
Schiff ain't trying to slow down.
They told me he's going. I guess he's going to have to. And I need to ask you about why do. And I want to let's do. You want to do Schiff first, or you want to do Mueller first?
Do Schiff.
You want to do Schiff and Mueller first, or you want to do Smollett first?
It doesn't matter.
Because Smollett, I want to know. I got questions about Smollett.
Smolletta. Yeah,
Gussie Smollett.
Smollett. Oh no, I take that back. He's 63.
Well, you're that old, ain't you?
I'm almost that old, but he look old. He look like he's 73.
Well, you know what they say about raisins.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun.
Brennan is
63. Clapper is 78, and he look younger than Brennan.
I'm coming back. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. My call-in number here is 516-595-8258. I want you to call in and join the conversation. We are up and going. We can hear you, and you can hear us. And Facebook Live, I love you. One day we'll connect you so that you can hear all of us. But right now,
pretty
you're
soon.
Just stuck with us. Let's talk about Congressman from California, Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
He actually represents, like, Pasadena, so where the Rose Bowl is.
Yeah.
So it's the northern part of Los Angeles County.
Yeah.
And he is the chairman of the Intelligence Committee. And
yeah.
I'm assuming that he made a mistake. See, let me tell you what happened. What had happened was the dog ate his homework last night. And when he read the bottom of it, and when they made a copy of it, there was a part of it that he missed.
Mm.
Because at the bottom it says, you cannot go after – a president just because you didn't like that he won.
Right.
There was an addendum or a PS, a postscript. Remember we used to have letters and we had postscript?
Yeah.
We had a PS.
Mm-hmm.
What it said was,
Do not
do this at home.
Right.
So now, explain, Jeff. Sure. I mean, this has been going on. He said Trump was a bad guy. There was collusion because somebody who was as low as me on the totem pole.
Yeah.
Do you want to say?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I had title. My title was Trump Chairman, Mahoning County. So it was like, and I went to Russia. And while I was in Russia, I met with Putin because he was going down the street.
Yeah.
And because I was Trump's chairman, there was collusion.
Collusion.
And because I came back and said, I now want to be a Russian American operative.
You had a white Russian at dinner the other day, and because you knew Donald Trump, that's collusion. That's how bad it was that these idiots were doing.
Okay, I had a white Russian at dinner the other day.
Yeah.
So it's almost like Jesse Smollett.
Jesse, yeah.
It's like Gussie.
Jesse.
So
yeah.
If I had a, I'm walking down the street on the coldest day of the year, and two black and white Africans, so two from Nigeria,
Northern Nigeria,
assault me with bleach and a noose. I go to the hospital. I file a false report.
Still wearing your noose.
Still wearing the noose. And then we find out that I actually did it, and you reverse all the charges.
Mm-hmm.
So. Can we make this up? I gotta. Y'all talk about John Kasich for a minute. You know what? Y'all talk about John Kasich bad. He said it right. You can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, but he's trying to say make it up. He was probably one of the. I believe he was colluding. I hate to say that.
But you know
done.
What? This is. They should have. I mean, he walked in the door. So, are they going to go get him?
Yes.
They're not going to get him.
Get who?
None of them. We're going to just sit here and watch it on TV. It's going to be like a new...
No.
This is our new soap opera.
No, Jesse's going to get God.
Jesse ain't going to get God.
He has to get God.
He can't get God.
He has to get
he
God.
He can't get God.
You know
he
why
got...
he has to get God?
How is he going to get God?
Because there's no collusion. And Trump... and Trump is on the offense.
Isn't it?
He is going to...
There's no collusion? Hold on a minute. So what is collusion?
Collusion is when you conspire with somebody else to get a certain point done. And in that one, they colluded to rig the election for Donald Trump.
So wait a minute, hold on. So
that's what they
say. The attempt of collusion that was incited by President Trump was false. But the attempt of collusion that was incited by Jesse Smollett was?
It's false too, of course.
Huh?
Yeah, it's false because it can't possibly be that a Republican is innocent
and a Democrat
guilty. Okay, so you have that. Zeros. They cancel each other
look
out.
Look how this parallels, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about collusion.
Yeah,
we're talking about collusion to the and this is my problem with Jesse Smollett.
Mm-hmm.
He is in the public eye. He is a role model to some because of his character.
Sure,
and his image, his decisions. Put a very, very bad light on a lot of subgroups. And for them to go ahead and to take this case, prosecute the case, and then come back and say, let me keep your bond, you just go ahead home and you go down the street and everything is good. Problem with. Because Johnny down the street, who's not Gussie, he's going to have something on his record no matter what.
Yeah, pretty much.
And when we talk about elitism and we point our finger at Republicans and white people and other people with elitism and with privilege and with access, what he did, they should have made an example out of him more so than they did with Michael Vick.
Well, absolutely.
Michael Vick,
wow,
they should have.
We got to talk about that.
I'm just
can't
saying.
Talk about it on the air yet, but there's something really going on with that.
But what they did to Michael Vick,
mm-hmm.
they used him as an example because of animals.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was not the first person to go down. And I am an animal lover. I got my child with me. I love her dearly. But we can't think about stuff like that. Because what they've done, they're not going to get Jesse, Jeffrey.
They're going to get Jesse. They have to.
How are they going to get him? They already walked away.
No, they did not walk away.
What do you mean? They're going to get him on federal charges?
That's right. The feds are in already.
Well, he asked for the feds to be in.
The feds were in yesterday. He don't want the feds in now.
He wanted the feds in before.
He don't want them in now.
Well, what happened?
Because
what happened was?
Whoever scrubbed him.
Kim?
Well, Kim did it, but she did it at the result of a call. Don't you see the emails coming from Tia Chen?
Well, Tia Chen, my friend.
Okay, Tia Chen is also Obama's friend.
Well, we can't. We got mutual friends.
Okay.
Well, but I heard yesterday what Kim did. Kim, I think her name is Kim Fox.
Yeah, Kim Fox.
What she did was not illegal. in Chicago.
It's not illegal, period. She can do it, but the thing is it ethical? And that's what they're going
to... Well, everybody's got their own set of ethics. Chicago
no,
ethics?
No,
Ohio ethics?
No, the law has its own ethics.
No. There's Youngstown ethics, the Chicago ethics.
Oh,
come on now.
I feel you, but no.
We all got everybody got their own ethics barometer. Where you want to move, how you want to roll.
There's no, in the law, there is your truth and my truth. There's none of that. It's either guilty or not guilty. It's either true or it's not true.
No.
It's black and white
Not in the law. Because it's always gray.
No, there's no gray.
There's always gray.
No, there's always grace somewhere. You can have
I get grace. I get grace and mercy. Other people get gray.
Well,
they got gray law.
That
it's good for the geese. It's good for the gander. If they hadn't put a spotlight on it, that would have been gray. It had all gone away.
Is going to face charges, and Jussie's testimony, everything that comes out is going to make Jussie say, "I did it." You know why? Because it is not going to be allowed to happen that by 2020, Jussie has the right to say anything about white, nationalists beating him up in the middle of the night on the coldest day of the year in Chicago, wearing MAGA hats.
MAGA. He was not listening to George Clinton that night. MAGA brain. He was not doing. He was not doing that. But see, this is what bothers me, Jeff. And you mentioned white supremacists, and I'm looking at Facebook. And the conversation that I want to have on air for the phones is, do you still have your rights? Just if you don't like people, you have the right not to like them.
Yeah.
And just because we don't agree, I don't believe there are that many white supremacists, just like I don't believe there are a lot of black nationalists.
Yeah, there's not a lot of either, and – there's not a lot. A white nationalist, a crazy buddy like the guy down in Charlottesville that drove and killed a girl.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, but per population, for the population of the country.
Yeah, it is 10,000 in organizations across the country.
I mean, 10,000. It's a lot of numbers for me, but when you're looking at hundreds of millions of people. It's not a drop in the bucket.
It's a drop in the bucket.
And running into one and them being bold enough and brash enough to step in front of you and be disrespectful is limited.
It's totally limited, and you're not going to see it.
And we need to push past this because I'm seeing Facebook. If you want to organize for the white cray-cray, then organize for the white cray-cray.
Mm-hmm.
But what's going on right now is doing nothing but spurring division.
And that's what Jussie wanted to do, because Jussie made this up, and he didn't just say some people that hated homosexuality. He named them Trump supporters.
He did.
Said that it was MAGA country, and they were wearing ski masks and MAGA hats. Now, who the heck puts a hat on over their ski mask?
How does it fit?
Thank you. I mean, it could possibly fit because you can let the little latch out in the back, you know, and you know, you can put a lot up under. This is stupid.
Hey, listen, I'm going to take a break real quick. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call number here is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
I keep saying it, and I keep forgetting to order the piece. Mm-hmm. I keep saying it, and I keep forgetting to order the piece. I need a breakout for the headphone, Bob, for the headphones to go so we can put a feed to your camera.
Okay.
So we'll just need a quarter inch to the three ring plug to go in there.
While I'm gone, I'm going to have to read. This does more than it used to.
What is that?
Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they got all kind of little.
And every time I'm on here now, I'm finding a little bit more.
Yeah, I was trying to get my.
I'm starting a party here. I'm seeing how this works.
My Twitter together. So I got a name for myself, but I don't know why it gave me something different.
I'm gonna talk about that comment.
Which one?
It's President's comment. If we had done this to President Obama.
Oh yeah.
Hey guys, we're live, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We're doing our live show and want to invite you to join in the conversation while we know that you're on Facebook and you're hanging out with us. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. You can call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOWS. And I'm trying this out because this is my first time ever throwing a party on Facebook.
You threw a party?
I'm throwing a party.
Oh.
I'm doing a part. I just don't know what I'm doing. So if I just keep on clicking, this is what I got an old people check the other day. I probably should do this live. I really should do this live.
Yeah.
Facebook live, but I got to do this live for the radio. I got an old people check.
Well, you know what? You know, it's coming out a book by Ben Kinchlow's grandson. Okay.
I saw that. I want to get him on.
Yeah, we'll get. I got all this communication.
Good. I want to get him on.
And as soon as the book is done, we need to get him on.
I want
okay?
to get him on.
And my brother-in-law is publishing that book, so that's a good thing. So anyway,
Hey, listen, I got to come back. Hold up, Jeff. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number is 516-595-8258. And I have Jeff Green in studio with me. I'm Tracy Winbush, and we're glad to have you. Welcome Facebook Live. Please give us a call. We're brought to you by Window World of Youngstown.
Window World.
Next window.
Window World.
We stand on our windows and beside our windows.
We stand behind our windows. Not only do we stand behind our windows,
but we stand on
our windows. You gotta get that right, Tracy. That's my boy. I like Window
World.
I can't wait
to have Fred on.
We'll
do that soon.
Great guy.
And listen here. I was saying something. President Trump said, you know,
yep.
that if they had done this to President Obama, if they had treated I just want you to go with me.
Yeah.
If they had treated President Obama openly the way they treated President Trump.
Yes.
Can you give me a depiction of what you think might be happening?
Bodies everywhere. That's all I can tell you. There would be bodies everywhere. You couldn't do that.
You couldn't do that?
No, you couldn't. You couldn't get away with that. Just like this, one of the guys I listened to on YouTube says that AOC is a woman. She's also a Hispanic, a minority, and she's also a Democrat. That means she's untouchable. You can't touch her. You're not allowed. So you can't say nothing around her without being racist.
Listen,
her
day of reckoning is coming.
I told you, Nancy Pelosi is going to assassinate
her. Nancy's not going to touch her.
Dianne Feinstein's
going to
assassinate her. Yeah.
Well, see, but Dianne Feinstein needs a cupful of her own medicine after what after what she did to that young woman that woman with the Kavanaugh hearing.
Oh yeah, from because
something happened
Alaska.
To the woman that was wrong.
Yeah.
And the way she handled it, it was wrong. Comey needs to go home and take a nap.
Oh, Comey's
and
in trouble.
So does your girl on the home Omarosi.
Ilnar, whatever her name, you made me forget it.
No, Omarosa.
Omarosa went out, is out.
Omarosa's out saying that they didn't dig deep enough. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, come on, Omarosa. You really?
She really wants to come out like this. Are you kidding me?
Very interesting. Omarosa, you have met your match. You're about to get served, sis.
As a matter of fact,
I think you need to.
You know what I found out, Jeff?
Shut that
think about
down.
This. The trainer and the trainee.
Mm-hmm.
Does the trainer teach the trainee everything?
No, not ever.
And so even if you are close to
not
the trainer.
To die, then you might let your secrets
every
out.
Now and then you may get. But think about this. She used President Trump as a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
But she wasn't there long enough to learn everything.
Not to learn the game.
Guess what? Sometimes you just need to go home, take a nap.
Well, tell her to come with it. They still got the. See, she's trying to be a player, and she's mad that Trump didn't bless you, save her from Kelly.
Save her from Kelly. He probably tried to save her from Kelly. Sit your butt down in the office and take a chill pill.
Well,
how hard was that?
You and I both know what that was about.
Sit down, take a chill pill, get out the way, let the man do his job.
We
don't like your name being in the paper every day.
This is true. And I'm not an Omarosa or anybody hater, but at the same time, when somebody brings you inside their family and they let you know some of their secrets, and then you use it as a profiteering type of thing.
It speaks to your character.
If those of us from here already knew about the character.
It speaks to your character.
Yeah, those of us from here already knew about the character.
But we need to teach that because, you know, I don't think our young people understand that either. You know, when I say this, you look at the leaks that have come out the White House and you look at the things that are going on within the news. We're not learning how to have strong character. Keep your word. You know, everything doesn't belong on Facebook.
No.
And see, and see, if I had a child and my child was on social media and I found out that my child put something personal on social media that was in my four walls.
Yeah.
They'd have to pick me up. Because I come from the four wall rule.
Mine was too old to do that too at the time, but she shouldn't ever do that again.
I mean, do we understand that that was a four wall? Remember, you had four walls. Whatever went on in the four walls stayed
within
the
like
four walls.
Yeah, it was like in Vegas.
Whatever goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Stays in Vegas.
When did the rule change?
It didn't. Well, it changed when people didn't teach it to their kids, and their kids started embarrassing them. See.
Because I'm serious. I mean, I look at the relationships that are destroyed because of personal attacks. Because I call them personal attacks. When you leak personal information about people, that's a personal attack on them. And it speaks to your character.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's like gossip.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's juicy gossip that's funny, but there's gossip that's really personal that you really should not share.
Right. Right, I'm with you.
And it's something that we need to learn because I don't think people really understand. We love the intensity of the stupid stuff. But when it's personal, you really need to take a step back.
Yeah, yeah.
And say, that's something I really need to share.
True again.
And when you look at Omarosa, where she was and where she was put, no matter unless he was sleeping with little kids,
mm-hmm.
you would think there would have been some type of responsibility. Because he didn't, there's nothing egregious. It was just you couldn't do what you wanted to do in your own house or in his house.
In his house, and then you want to bring an embarrassment to him, and then you're ruling from that roost like you're the only one, you know, that can get anything done and hurting everybody else that needs to get access. So there's all types of things that was going on, and that's – I don't want to go too
far. I'm just saying,
yeah.
But overall, mm-hmm. when you look at the road and the navigation and the doors that are open, I look at the same thing with this Kim girl, the prosecutor.
She's gone.
I mean, she's falling on her sword, but for
whom?
She's
falling on the sword for those higher up ahead of – listen, George Soros put $708,000 into her campaign. And another 30-something thousand after she won.
Which is not a lot of money.
It is
to me.
Well,
but it's not. But in the sum total of this, so for how much? You said how much? 700?
708,000.
And one.
While she was running.
Right.
And then another 76 after she won.
Okay.
So the thing is he put money into that woman. And George Soros ain't putting money into nobody unless he's getting something out of it.
So you mean to tell me he won't give me a dollar?
He'll give you a dollar if you want it. He gave Kasich a dollar. And yeah, he's playing that role. And so, you know, as long as he hates Trump, you can get a dollar from Soros.
Hey, you listen to Tracy and Friends. Hey, Vorp, good to see you in the chat room. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516 516- 595-8258. Listen about this, Jeff. The FBI and Department of Justice are now going to jump into the Smollett case.
Yes.
Do you know that was a bad idea? Bad timing. I mean, seriously, if you wanted something to go away, was this a good time to do it?
No, but they thought they could get through it while everybody was on the collusion, delusion.
Do you know how long you can stretch a case out?
Oh, yeah.
Why did they not just wait it out for a minute?
What was
wrong with waiting this out until nobody's paying attention and everybody forgets who Jesse Smollett is?
They need Jesse on the campaign trail saying how racist Donald Trump is because his supporters beat me up.
But you can't say that when you can't say that when
he's going to say it if nothing else got done right now, because he said it the other day when he got free.
You can't say that.
But did you hear what I said? He said it when he got free.
Did you hear what I said? You can't say that when you hire people to assault you. It kind of like nullifies the whole spirit of the thing.
But if somebody hushes that up, it never happened. That's what they're counting on. Okay, that it never happened.
So let's take a step back.
Mm-hmm.
2019. We're almost at the end of March.
Uh huh.
We have Virginia governor in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
The lieutenant
Coonman.
In coonface.
Coonman.
We have the lieutenant governor.
Uh-huh. In blackface.
No, the lieutenant governor on a sexual assault allegations.
Mm-hmm.
You have the secretary of state, I think it is, there in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
who is up on coon charges.
Yeah.
You have Jesse Smollett having charges and they're going away and coming back again and they're on a roller because they're almost like a spindle. Who's racist? Who's elitist? Are there two set of rules?
Yes, the set of rules is only a Republican can be guilty of racism, misogynism, misogynism.
Do we understand?
Yeah, there's no such thing.
Where do people think this is going? I mean, seriously, Jeff, I'm very, very serious, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I keep on saying this. That's insanity.
Yeah, it is.
It's what's good for the geese is good for the gander, if I'm not mistaken. That's what I was taught. So how can you tell me that it's okay for Jesse Smollett to get out, but it's not okay for John to get out? It's okay for... you know, Senator Byrd?
Yep.
To be a grand wizard.
I guess there's just as many.
And had but we got a problem with Strong Thurmond.
Black N words, that one.
I'm just saying, I mean, let's lay out Strong Thurmond and Senator Byrd. You got the governor of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Help me. And right now, don't forget about Adam Schiff.
Oh, Adam Schiff T.
Adam Schiff. I mean, and now we got Adam Schiff to add to the list. May not be right, but it definitely witch hunt.
Oh,
definitely went after stuff that shouldn't be there. Definitely got on the bandwagon and rode it to the end of the train. And nobody wants to say anything about it. But when we said that it was too, there was no way.
When Hillary
the ink wasn't dry.
Is either little more than 30 days before the election, Hillary Clinton was getting very upset, and she told her campaign, "If this SOB wins, we're all gonna go to jail."
I told you she couldn't come out that hotel room that night. Hey, good morning, caller. How are you? Welcome to Tracy and Friends.
Hi, I called yesterday. This is Joe from Youngstown.
Hey, Joe.
You guys sound way better today, everybody.
Oh, I'm glad. Thank you.
Hey, I got a question though.
Sure.
This is a little bit off the subject you guys are talking about, but I don't hear much press about it. Do you have any information, or I'm not well versed in this Brexit thing over there?
Denise May,
Prime Minister, this May lady is like saying she quit to get the Brexit through, but they're not letting her. What's going on over there? This is crazy.
Go for it, Jeff.
Okay, in Brexit, Theresa May got this deal with the EU that they would make this break from the EU, right? However,
right. Didn't the people vote on that?
Yes, they did. And it wasn't real close, but the people voted to get away. Now when they go with this deal to get out, Theresa May gets this agreement, but it doesn't allow them to negotiate their own trade deals. So I said, get out of this thing. Do not allow these people to keep you in this thing. And that's what's going on. So she, being the true progressive one worlder that she is, is trying to fall on her sword to have them make this agreement where they still have to let the EU negotiate trade deals. That is still being in the EU. They need to tomorrow make the break and get out of Dodge. Let the chips fall where they may. You know the United States is going to come in and save the day in trade. So don't even try.
So now what do you think about this? Because I heard that right now President Trump is even talking about tariffs again.
Uh-huh.
And if he puts tariffs on, it'll hurt Europe. And they're screaming about that. What do you think? How is that going to affect the relationship with Europe and the Brexit?
Depends on which part of Europe. See,
okay.
It's just the whole thing is if a Great Britain just pulls out, there's no agreement, there's no trade agreements. They don't have anything to do with telling them what to do or not do. That was the problem in the first place. They're using them as a money mill. Go ahead.
No, isn't what like the best case scenario is for them to totally get out of the European Union, right?
Absolutely. Go with no agreement. Just leave.
Yeah. So I was always under the impression that she was all for that, but she's not basically.
No.
She was all for European exit, getting out of the European Union.
She should be, but she's not.
Oh, okay.
See,
the press talks about nothing. They should be talking about this stuff instead of the goofy stuff they talk about.
Well, see, they don't tell you this, but because
this is important.
They're too busy. Yeah, they still want President Trump out of office because he doesn't want to turn us into an EU type of fitting in government, and that's the whole thing.
Well, here's one reason why I called you, and you just kind of said what I'm going to tell you. Now, I don't know. I know this is a religious station and everything, and I really like it. And I heard I don't know who the guy's name is, but he thinks that in Scripture that the United States is going to eventually join the European Union. You guys have any comments on that?
One scripture I'll say like this. I don't think so, and this is why. When the Battle of Armageddon is getting ready to happen, it's Russia and Iran and I think China, too, is all getting ready to come down into Israel. It says the young lions respond and they go and ask them, what are you guys getting ready to do? And when that happens, the young lions can only be represented by two people: Great Britain, who still is the lion, coat of arms, and the country that split off of England, Britain, which is the United States of America. I believe that these two. Now that's my opinion, and I'm not so well studied out, but that's in Scripture. That's what I believe.
And I'm going to take a break with that. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM
1440. That makes a lot of sense.
516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
Yeah, this is real heavy, Trace. Everything that's going on at this time. And looking at the trouble that Israel is under, they had to go and fight in Syria. See, what I kept telling people, when you had this whole thing with Russia and Syria together? Look at Damascus, because Damascus gets, in Revelations gets destroyed. That's going to be interesting.
I'll say this. I'm noticing as we move further and further away from God, more and more chaos arrives.
More and more.
And see, I look at this as the parallel to 9/11. Remember, it almost got the White House.
Yeah.
It got our financial system. And it hit our military.
Yeah.
And so if you look at our military right now, our military is still fractured.
Mm-hmm.
Our finance system is still not stable. But the White House, President Trump actually is stabilizing, because he's actually opening up and he's just showing you what's wrong with America and the craziness. And he may be very unorthodox in what he's done, but it's really, really telling.
He's done it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's very, very telling that it's a spotlight on a lot of crazy stuff that has been going on for years that nobody wanted people to know about, if they will wake up and find out that they have been sheeple.
Yeah.
You got to know that the bells that are being rung. People are followers. The question is, do you know who you're following?
No, they don't know.
We follow.
Yeah.
People, instinctively, we follow.
People love to follow.
And we like being in slavery because we don't have to think. I had to come back. Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World Youngstown. Call them at 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and tell them that Tracy sent them or sent you there. They do great jobs. They have great salespeople. They have a great product, and you will be very, very satisfied. I'm in studio with Jeff Green. Again, I'm Tracy Winbush. The phone number here is 516-595-8258. And I'm almost at the end of the day, and I was during the break.
Oh, wow.
I got to tell you, Jeff, things are changing. You know, Facebook is now being sued by
Trump administration.
By HUD. For housing discrimination and targeting housing ads.
Whoa!
So I'm going to see if I can get Lynn to come on. I don't know where she is inside the administration, but I want to see if I can get her on and talk to us about this.
Get her on. Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to get Lynn on and talk about this. They are going after Facebook. And after Facebook wouldn't allow me to do my ad for Sheriff Clark, who's going to be here on April 30th, you know, I deserve. They need to go after him with both barrels.
You know, after Window World, you need to start hitting that pretty hard, you know. Right after we do the Window World commercial,
sing what?
Go straight to Sheriff Clark. Going to be here on the 30th, because people want to see Sheriff Clark.
Sheriff David A. Clark is going to be here in Youngstown on April 30th.
Yeah,
at the Maronite Center. They can call 330-629-7004.
That's right down the street from my house. I can do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah. So, I can't walk it, but I.
Oh, you can walk it.
I could if I wanted to.
At one time, that's how we got around. That would have been just a swift little walk.
Well, you know what? You know what? I need to do some more walking. I did. I'm doing good on my weight loss.
You ain't walking that far.
I'm down to 238. I'm doing good. So
I still haven't broken 200.
I mean,
I'm trying.
Okay.
But I really, really, really like 3 Musketeers.
You're doing good. No, I see. I see stuff like that don't get me. I eat food.
Mueller report exceeds 300 pages.
Uh-huh.
Are they going to let it go?
Yeah, they're going to let it. He said it'd be out within the next couple months.
So they're going
to have to redact things, you know.
So they have to redact everything in it. So we have to read.
Yes, Mrs. Such and
Such. I wonder whose idea that was.
I don't know, but
that was
genius.
Classic.
It was genius.
Nobody talked. I mean, you never heard an adult talk. It was almost.
Only the kids.
Isn't that amazing?
And a little bit of Snoopy.
Did the bird talk?
No.
The bird didn't talk?
No. No.
But the teacher never said a word.
Never said a word.
Isn't that amazing?
And still one of the most favorite of the cartoons of all times. Is a Charlie Brown Christmas. You can't do the Peanuts was fantastic. See, those were times when people had the anointing to write, And they weren't writing.
Good.
They weren't writing with the. Yeah, they do. Yeah, somebody does, of course. But they weren't writing with an aim to destroy. They weren't aiming with an aim to teach, to include, and to teach positive things. And that's what we're missing. That's the, what we're missing out of our culture.
I said that this. I said this morning. I got here this morning about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in and I was doing some work and I walked away from my computer for a break. And I walked down the hall to Flying High. And I told the man, I just want to laugh again. I just want to go back to the times of Richard Pryor where you can fall. You know, when people fall, you ask them, are you all right? And when they say yes, you just laugh.
Right.
Not because of being vicious, but because it was funny that you fell. And I just want to laugh again and be lighthearted and take the weights off our shoulders and just live as God intended. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440, brought to you by Window World of Youngstown. Call 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW and tell them Tracy sent you. We'll see you here tomorrow. God bless you and have a great day.
That little I'm getting done.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.